Welcome, welcome everybody here to News Talk 790 WNIS. Here on this Ask the Expert show, I'm Damian Hall with your friends from Eggleston and helping them celebrate 70 years of success and smiles throughout Hampton Roads. So excited to be here for you or be here with you on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. And to start us off this show, we've got Miss Geraldine Edie and Miss Kristen Ricks. I'm so glad to have you two here, and as well as a lot of other guests we're going to get talking to during this Ask the Expert show. But welcome, welcome. How are you?
We're doing well. I think this is the first time we've been with you this year, so happy new year in March.
Happy new year. I know, and the first quarter of the year already gone.
Yes.
And it
yes.
flies by so quick, and this being such a great time of the year, I know that Eggleston, you guys have your green thumbs on the pulse of things going on in Hampton Roads, so I'm excited to talk about all of that. But before we dive into the happenings of Eggleston and how everybody can get involved in one way or another, please start me off and tell me about Eggleston, kind of the history about Eggleston. What is Eggleston for people listening this morning that haven't heard you?
Well, Eggleston has been around Hampton Roads for many years. As you shared, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year. Eggleston provides training, education, and employment to adults with disabilities. Since 1955, we started with 7 families, and now we've grown to 1,800 individuals that we serve each year. Eggleston, we talk about serving 3 pillars. We have 33 programs in 22 locations, but the 3 pillars are rehabilitative services, business services, and federal contracts.
So as Geraldine mentioned, we have the 3 different pillars, the rehab, the business, and our federal contract. So with our federal contracts, we have employees who are working in galleys on military bases. We run 2 commercial laundries and supply linens for many different branches of the military, as well as other hospitals. And we're providing services for as far north as Maryland, as far west as Petersburg, and as far south as Camp Lejeune. So we have a really broad reach there. We also provide custodial services and mailroom services for the armed forces as well. At this point, we're currently serving 5 of the 6 branches. We haven't gotten that Space Force contract yet, but we're working on it. We're trying, because we like to say we serve all branches of the military. So with our rehabilitative services, we have, you know, residential services, both group homes as well as in-home services for individuals. We run 5 different day programs throughout the Hampton Roads area that help individuals with disabilities have interaction with the community, connecting with peers, helping them grow their independence, and just have fun. We also have several other rehabilitative programs, including our brain injury program, which we brought some guests. We're going to let them talk more about that because it is March's Brain Injury Awareness Month. So, you know, definitely want to make sure we're getting the word out about that. And then we also have our Warrior Bridge Veterans Program. So one of our speakers is also a veteran. So we're covering all of our bases today. Awesome. But finally, our third pillar is our business services. And as Geraldine mentioned, we started with the goal of helping adults with disabilities transition into the workforce. So we started with trying to create job opportunities, and over the years we've expanded to create different business units because, you know, having a choice of one is not a choice. You have to give people options of what kind of career path they want. So we run several different businesses to give people options of what do they want to do with their career. So we have our automotive center, which takes care of all of the donated vehicles for our auto donation, as well as does routine maintenance for vehicles. So if you're needing, you know, oil changes, tire rotations, and other routine maintenance, they're a great place to go. We have our document shredding and conversion divisions. We have our garden center and farmers market, and spoiler, we have a guest from that branch today with us too. We also have our landscaping division and our business fulfillment division. So Eggleston has a lot going on all the time. You know, 33 programs, 22 locations.
Wow.
We're busy.
Yeah, and to put it lightly, busy. And I can see where all the growth comes after the 70 years and so many ways and facets that the members of Hampton Roads, the community, really benefits from the efforts by many, many people with Eggleston. Again, the website to go to find out more, find out how you can get involved, is EgglestonServices.org. That's EgglestonServices.org. Or go to the Facebook page, and you can hit the like button and follow along with Eggleston and all the many adventures of Eggleston across Hampton Roads throughout the seasons. So I'm excited to continue talking about that and find out more of what's going on. What's coming up here with Eggleston?
Well, we have our 70th anniversary celebration.
Woohoo!
That's going to be on September the 18th. We're really excited about that, to be able to showcase all that Eggleston has been doing for the last 70 years. Not all of it. It will be there a long time for that. But highlight some of the things that Eggleston has done to grow to be the organization that it is today.
Super special. Again, EgglestonServices.org. Find out how you can partake in those celebrations across Hampton Roads.
And shameless plug, we are looking for sponsors. So
we
if you want to partner and support Eggleston, we are looking for sponsors for both our 70th anniversary and our OK 5K, which, again, shameless plug, I'm going to go ahead and do a save the date on that one. Yeah, June 14th, we're going to be doing our 16th annual OK 5K and 1 mile run, walk, and roll. For anybody who's not aware, that is an event we held every year at the beautiful campus of Virginia Wesleyan, and it is a completely paved course. It is designed for all abilities and mobilities, so, it's a great morning just to come out, have a good time, whether you're walking, strolling, running, looking to make your personal best, if you're a wheelchair athlete, if you're pushing somebody in a stroller, or we even get cute little puppies out there being pushed in strollers. We take everybody, so we just love to see all those happy smiling faces, and would love to see your happy smiling face. If you're interested in getting more information or registering, you can get information at our website, EgglestonServices.org.
Awesome. And you said that was June 14th?
Yes. June 14th.
All right. Mark the calendars and make sure you're there. That's the OK 5K. You can go to EgglestonServices.org. 14th annual. What annual are we on the OK
5K?
16th. Excuse me. 16th annual. That's a wonderful thing, and goes to a great benefit across the field with Eggleston. So excited about this and celebrating 70 years. Tell me about that again. How are we going to celebrate 70 years with Eggleston?
Well, we're going to come together with members of the community on September the 18th. It's going to be at the Main by Hilton in downtown Norfolk. And we're excited about it. We're going to bring some old faces back that have been a part of Eggleston over the decades, as well as some new faces. We hope the community will come out and celebrate with us. As Kristen said, we are looking for sponsors for this event, for the 70th event and the OK 5K. And people can get information about becoming a sponsor by going to the website. So that's just a teaser. We don't want to share too much of what we're planning, but we hope the community, who always supports Eggleston, comes out and supports Eggleston as we celebrate this important milestone.
Sure. What types of sponsors can go the farthest way when it comes to sponsoring in this way with this event with Eggleston?
So we have a sponsorship packet. We're trying to create something that could work for anybody, whether it be just coming to the event and, participating with, just if you just want to come as enjoy the gala, because we're going to be hosting a gala, as Geraldine mentioned, or if you just want to come out and race at the event, depending on, for the OK 5K, all the way up to, grand level or presenting level sponsors. We try to have a little bit of something for everybody. We don't want to confuse people as they're on the radio, they're driving around, getting too much into the weeds, but more importantly, just check out our website. That's where we've got all the information. Reach out to Geraldine or I at Eggleston, call our main line. It's 757-858-8011, or again, visit the website, and we'd be happy to give you more information on that. We also have a couple other events coming up I wanted to share with you.
Before you go, Kristen, I wanted to plug that we are going to be getting silent auction gifts, collecting items for the silent auction that will be a part of the 70th anniversary. So if you can't be a sponsor, but you're interested in participating in our silent auction, we would love to get to make contact with individuals and businesses who would like to participate.
Great. And the best way is on the website,
EgglestonServices.org.
You got it. Very easy to go to.
But no, I did want to go ahead and mention a couple other events we do have coming up. Now that we are into spring, we are going to be doing an Earth Day Shred event on April 26th. So again, mark your calendar. That's from 10 to 2 at our Military Highway location. And you'll be able to come out and drop off your shredding. You get to fill up one of the big, like, city trash cans. It's like 64 gallons. It can hold approximately 10 boxes of recyclables. And it's only $45. And that way that gets recycled, or gets shredded, and then it gets recycled. So that's, you know, a great way to do some spring cleaning, deal with some old tax papers, clean out all the stuff from grandma's house, whatever you got to do, get out there and, you know, make a dent in that. We're also going to have a pop-up shop from our garden center there, so you can come get a little green for your house at the same time as you're, you know, shredding some documents. So I also wanted to introduce Jamie Peed, who is our brain injury case manager, so she could tell you about a special program she is currently running this spring.
Thanks, Kristen. The program is called Headstrong. I developed it to try to gain more awareness for brain injury in the community. It's a helmet design contest where people choose a theme or just whatever represents their brain injury, if they have one, or even other people from the community to design helmets to win awards, to win prizes and awards. So have different things like most humorous, best overall, most impactful. We work alongside Sentara Virginia Beach Hospital. They let us display helmets out in the lobby, so you can always go check those out. We're always looking for donated old helmets for our programs to use for people to decorate.
What kind of helmets can people donate?
So people can donate, say, bike helmets, motorcycle helmets, old sports helmets, and then even hard hats, because they're also important, especially with Eggleston's programs. Very good for awareness. Complete rules and details can be found on our site. We'd like to have submissions done by Monday, June 9th. But if you have any questions, you can definitely go see our website, and you'll find my contact information there as well.
So the neat thing about this one, it's kind of like, think of similar to like Brahaha, where they're decorating, but about brain injury awareness, so we're decorating helmets. So last year was the first year Jamie organized this event, and it had just amazing results. Like both the people in our brain injury program got super excited and involved in it, as well as the community. And it went so well. We're like, we have to make this an annual thing. So every year we're hoping to make it bigger and better. So looking forward to getting more of the community involved.
Sounds fun. And more info can be found at the website, EgglestonServices.org. We will go to a real quick break, and then we'll be right back with more from your friends from Eggleston right here on this Ask the Expert show. It's News Talk 790 WNIS.